Ladies and gentlemen, please take your seats. We'll start in 5 minutes.
Nous allons commencer.
And please come to the table. Take your seats. Better for them to sit.
Yeah, definitely.
Five minutes.
No, 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 no. You're going to have to.
Thank you, my dear.
Hi, Don. Welcome.
Appreciate.
Welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. My notice.
So this is our shape.
Oh, okay.
Young, pretty.
Did I miss anything?
No.
No.
We are right on time.
No. I'm sorry. No, nothing very good.
Good. Good.
Okay. Nothing very good.
We are right on time.
All right. Here we are.
The three of you
together.
Yes.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Yes.
Right.
In person. Let me check. I think a bigger smile. Bigger smile. 1, 2.
Thank you.
Beauty.
Okay.
Thank you.
Soon, yeah, in a minute. Holly, she's alone, running.
Over there, okay.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, please take your seats. Dear guests, Sien San Hun Yu Siman, Kuan Yin. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to AP Rallo Showcase. Tonight, we are celebrating the diversity of Asian, Australasian, and Pacific Islands region, which is commonly called the Asia-Pacific. Celebrating diversity is a very relevant motto for our region because of the diverse cultures and languages which AP Rallo represents and the diverse implications that this have for ICANN. AP Rallo members represent 24 of around 73 countries that make up the Asia-Pacific region. Among the 6,800 languages spoken around the globe, 3,500 are spoken here. We are 60% of the world's population and already make up 45% of the world's internet users. AP Rallo currently has 35 ALSs with whom we encourage active participation in ICANN activities. We realize the importance of the contribution that at-large can make to the work and eventual decision-making of our ALAC and other ICANN bodies. We realize that ultimately our ALSs can help the ICANN board make important decisions about the coordination of the internet world. AP Rallo continues to gain interest in membership from different organizations within its region, and we hope to welcome soon ISOC Delhi and ISOC Palestine as new members of our global community. because we recognize huge underserved gaps within the region, the APRALO leadership team of 2015 is very keen to work with Singapore ICANN staff Quick and his team in the APAC Hub to create opportunities for outreach to other countries that are not currently in our radar. By saying this, it is a great pleasure for me to invite to the stage ICANN board member from at-large, Rinalia Abdulrahim.
Thank you, Siranush. I'm going to come over here because I remember being in this room as an ALAC member, and you could never see the person who's speaking in the corner. And I'd invite all the speakers who follow me to also be here in the middle. I don't have a prepared speech, so I'm just going to wing it. Today, I was wearing a green dress, and Cheryl came up to me and said, "You don't have anything red on, and APRALO color is red." So I had to make some adjustments. And so I have red on, but I also have colors of all the other RALOs in the world. So I support all of you. It is a great pleasure to be here today to celebrate diversity with APRALO. It was about a year ago that we were in this same room also celebrating diversity. And the reason that diversity is such a strong theme of APRALO is because it is a very prominent characteristic of the Asia-Pacific region. And with diversity, we have the challenge of how do we come together when we are so diverse? And this is what I admire about our region. It is the pragmatism that underlie all of our collaborations that make everything possible, the can-do spirit. So in the world right now, I believe we've come to about 3 billion internet users, and it is expected that the next billion will come from this region. Right now, ICANN is going through a very interesting stage in its evolution, and the world's attention is focused on ICANN. And when the proposal, the special proposal, goes to NTIA and the US government, that attention will be heightened. There is a lot of curiosity in the world right now about ICANN from public citizens. They don't really know much about ICANN, and I would imagine that if they come to an ICANN meeting, they would say, "This is crazy. I don't understand anything." And this actually happened to me several times ago in Costa Rica. I believe ICANN had a meeting there, and I popped my head in. I believe it was a GNSO session. I'm like, "This is crazy. I'm not going to come back." But something happened, and I did come back. So ICANN had a survey that was sent out, and I don't know how many of you saw it, and the feeling from the respondents of that survey is that we're not doing too well in terms of the engagement with public citizens. And this is the challenge that I would like to throw to the RALOs, the ALSs, to work together with ICANN staff and ICANN, the organization, to figure out how do we engage public citizens better. Because I think the at-large structures are in a very good place to actually be the interface. So I don't have much more to say, and I just want to end with a personal note. Tonight, you will see a performance from a group of students from Malaysia, and they're sitting in the back with very special costumes. Can you please raise your hand? There's the Malaysian kids. I am thrilled that they are here. I had nothing to do with them being here, and I am a Malaysian citizen, by the way. And it was Quek who said, "Well, in terms of entertainment, how about DK Bharat?" And I was really shocked because I didn't even know that he knew about DK Bharat. Yes. And then Dr. Suhaidi Hassan, who is the recently elected chair of ISOC Malaysia, there he is waving right there, said there are these kids that I could bring to the APRALO showcase and they could perform for you. And of course, in the region, as in the internet community and in ICANN, when you want to come to a decision, you must reach consensus. People must agree and there must be no objections. And so there was a round of discussions with lots of other ideas, but I'm so glad that they are in fact here. So thank you for that decision. So what I wanted to say is that I really appreciate it that they are here. They're actually staying in Malaysia, in Johor Bahru, and they have to cross the straits every day to come to the ICANN meeting. And yesterday, Fadi engaged with them. Fadi was very inspiring. And they asked him, I think, two questions. They asked him, "What can ICANN do for Malaysia? And did you always dream of becoming CEO of ICANN?" after Fadi left, a very, very intelligent young lady asked me the question, why do internet users, why must they have to pay for the internet? It is so important to us as users. That's a very good question. And I said, look at the chair of the Internet Society of Malaysia. They can help you. Go to the government and lobby for making the internet more affordable. But there is a cost to providing the internet, and that's why we have to understand it better, and it cannot come for free. So thank you for bringing the children from Malaysia. I really am looking forward to the performance. I believe they're going to do 3 songs, 2 in English and 1 in Malay, the local dialect, and I haven't seen this DK Bharat performance in about 2 decades. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Renalia. Ladies and gentlemen, it is great pleasure and honor to invite to the stage ICANN board chair, Mr. Steve Crocker.
Thank you. So I do have some prepared notes that were given to me, but I'm not going to use them at all. I can't imagine anything worse than trying to follow Renalia. What energy. I was sitting here listening, and I realized, as it's going to be a very personal thing, that I actually had a smile on my face, probably the first time all week. Seriously, I've been in nothing but very serious meetings, with a lot of contentious stuff. It is such a real pleasure to be here. You've heard words about how active the ALAC is and the AP Rallo, numbers of people, numbers of countries represented, all true, and the diversity, absolutely the diversity. But I also want to emphasize the energy, the vitality that is evident when you walk in this room, when you see what's going on around here. This is where we fuel the future of the and not only the future but the current activities of ICANN. Now, I've noticed that you found a way to cheat. You reach down into children and youngsters, and that's a great way to get both a lot of energy and to assure the future of our organization instead of old guys like me who will eventually go away. We're pleased to have Renalia on the board. I don't have to say anything that you don't already know. I'll also mention that Asha Hemaranji is here and has also joined the board. I'll say the obvious. We have 2 very strong Asian women. What could be better? And I don't want to let this moment pass without also noting that Sebastian Bachelet is sitting here, who done a fabulous job of representing ALAC on the board for 4 years. And brought a tremendous energy and a very distinct manner to our operation. All I can say is that you guys are an absolutely essential and core part of ICANN. There's a lot of serious business that goes on and a lot of contention over politics and power struggles and so forth. But the personal aspect, the spreading of the word and the involvement of people happens here. This is the core. This is I feel like I'm at the fountain that is driving the rest of the organization. So thank you, congratulations, and carry on.
Thank you, Mr. Steve. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to invite to microphone the person for whom this is not the first ICANN meeting, but this is the first ICANN meeting in the new position as a chair of ALAC, Mr. Alan Greenberg. Welcome.
Thank you very much. I'm another one of those old guys that will disappear soon in favor of Asian women. Presumably young Asian women, because we wouldn't want them to disappear very quickly.
I'm not letting you go anywhere.
Thank you. How many mathematicians in the room? Good, not too many. That's a good. That's a good sign. I studied mathematics once, long time ago, but I still remember mathematical induction. See, I see blank faces on most people. That's a good sign. We held an AP Rallo showcase in Singapore a year ago. Okay. Now, mathematical induction says if you have something true for one case and you add one to it and it's true, and we're having an AP Rallo showcase this year in Singapore, that means without a doubt we will be holding an AP Rallo showcase in Singapore every year at the beginning of the year. Sirinush, I hope you're prepared. Sorry, well... Sorry, you didn't put your hand up as a mathematician, therefore you cannot comment on it. Okay. Sirinush gave me 2 minutes. I think I've already used it up. This is going to be a good time. I'm going to have fun. Thank you for inviting me. Thank you for hosting us.
Thank you. Thank you, Alan. Dear friends, over the years, AP Rallo has been very fortunate to have had within its ranks a colleague, Edmund Chung, who has partnered and sponsored our events with such regularity and generosity that we felt it was important that we formalize our relations with .Asia and continue to look at ways in which we can mutually benefit our organizations. On behalf of AP Rallo members, I would like to extend our great appreciation to Edmund and .Asia and ask if he could step up to sign an official MOU with AP Rallo. Edmund, please.
Thank you very much. You can use your hand.
It's a dimly lit moment. I thought I did the captioning so everyone knows what's going on. They're shuffling pieces of paper between the two of them. Papers are being opened. Signatures are being applied. And I believe, yes, wait 1 minute, we have memorandums of understanding.
Thank you so much. I don't know what to say. thank you a lot, actually, for the encouragement just now. I personally have been involved in the AP Rallo for quite some time, so I'm quite excited to be able to do this today as well, both from my participation at AP Rallo, which in fact I recall part of before even we were AP Rallo, helping create the charter, the bylaws that created AP Rallo, and also from has always been AP Rallo, the people behind AP Rallo has always been a strong supporter for .Asia, which allowed us to be created. We are a GTLD, I guess. We are nevertheless a non-profit organization from Asia, and basically all the .Asia registrations go back, the funds go back into community projects to support the development of and adoption of internet in Asia. So that's really something that excites me and my team, and I think, you know, looking forward, we're quite excited to be able to formalize this relationship. As I said, most of, you know, the AP Rallo members have always been very supportive of the .Asia work, and somebody's very supportive of the .Asia work, and we have been happy to do that. But I think this formalization allows us to really, you know, hopefully in the very near future, actually put a lot of actual projects in place. I mean, we, for those of you who have been to a few ICANNs, we consistently try to bring young students to ICANN. There's four of them over there. Please, they're from the Net Mission team. And APRALO-ALS, and that's something that I think we want to continue to do, and perhaps with the APRALO working together, we can extend this beyond Hong Kong or Singapore, or other places around Asia, and make this a long-term collaborative effort. So thank you once again.
Thank you, Edmund. Thank you very much. And thank you to your team, to Yanis, to Pavan, who really support us a lot. Right now in Singapore, we are proud to be able to demonstrate the diversity of our AP Rallo community. It is our pleasure to invite you to participate in a number of activities this evening which help us to celebrate the Chinese New Year. We have a calligraphy demonstration set up in the foyer over there where you can learn how to write your name in Chinese. So try this, please. And you also got souvenirs from AP Rallo members with Chinese Zodiac Fortune Forecast for 2015. We also invite you to taste traditional local dumplings. And we have the greatest pleasure to present a unique and outstanding Dikir Bharat performance by the Shekola Menenga Science Kubang Pasu School Troupe from Malaysia. In conclusion, I would like to thank ICANN and our sponsor, .Asia, as well, for tonight and other AP Rallo activities. I also would like to thank the outgoing APTLD General Manager Don Hollander for being a very good partner with AP Rallo. And hope you will stay a very good friend of us, even if you are not in APTLD. And welcome the new APTLD General Manager, who I'm not sure, we invited him, but I'm not sure if he could make coming here. I also would like to thank APNIC for their support of AP Rallo activities. Just recently, we received a support for 2 of our members to participate in Apricot 2015. So thank you very much. Thank you all for your support and for being with us. My great appreciation goes to at-large staff and Singapore local staff, Quick and his team. Kelvin, amazing job. Thank you very much. Thank you. And finally, it is my great honor and pleasure to introduce you all the Shekola Menengal Science Kubang Pasu School Troupe. They will be demonstrating a unique and outstanding Dikir Bharat performance. The school is one of the Malaysia's top public-funded boarding schools, located in Kedah, Malaysia. 34 students traveled over 1,000 kilometers, more than 14 hours by bus, to come here and to celebrate our diversity with us. I would like to thank the principal of this school who accompanied the kids here, Mr. Ismail Ibrahim, and the teacher, Farida Jabbar, for being with us. Thank you very much. And of course, for the major support of this, our president of ISOC Malaysia chapter, Hassan Suhaidi Hassan. With this, we wish that you all be happy, healthy, and wealthy in the new year. And we invite you all to enjoy tonight's entertainment. And I would like to ask you to come this way to enjoy Dikir Barat performance. Please. AP Rallo ALSS, I will ask to stay here for the group photo, please.
Thank you.